We joined now by veteran journalist David Bedane from IsraelBehindTheNews.com for his take. David, thanks so much for joining us. The report suggests that more than 500 Gazans have died at these aid points of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Can it still be called a success?
It's not a success, it's a disaster. Not only am I a journalist, I'm also a social work professional. Following this home with a lot of concern. There is no such thing as Hamas separated from the Palestinian Authority. They're working together, and anything they can do to hijack aid and to provide aid for terrorists, they're doing. And I would caution people listening to this program to follow stuff coming out of the New Israel Fund, which has complicated the situation even further, because they're claiming that the whole thing is humanitarian, whereas the population is at war with Israel, and not simply a rogue organization such as Hamas. Very important to understand. Now, I put out a piece yesterday about the dangers of handing over Gaza to the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian Authority has a school system dedicated to one thing, training the children to kill. Now, I'm worried about Western agencies that are duped and that are misguided and think that if it's not Hamas, it'll be okay. Well, that's the problem. The Hamas is the dominant force in the Palestinian Authority. They were elected to that when they had elections back in 2006 to run the entity known as the Palestinian Authority, and they're running it in the ground. And that's very important to know.
But David,
the Israelis who are involved are businesses that have invested in corporations that are invested in the Palestinian Authority and so-called humanitarian aid, and then there's not really any supervision of what's going on.
But what is the answer? I mean, Israel is trying to bring aid to the people of Gaza. The United Nations structures could not be trusted because they were being run by Hamas. And whether or not it was UN personnel, we've spoken to so many people that say it's one and the same when it comes to Gaza. So at least this was an honest effort by Israel and the United States to try and get aid to the people of Gaza bypassing Hamas.
Well, there's no such thing as bypassing Hamas. Hamas are the Palestinian people. The Palestinian people are Hamas. Unfortunately, that wasn't always my position. But I have Palestinian journalists working for me who give me the updated information, and they're basically one system and one system only.
So
now, the concept that they're working on,
concept
they're working on is to hand over the whole system to the PA, the Palestinian Authority, which is also not only corrupt, but it works with corrupt Israelis, Israeli corporations that are invested, and they do not want to see a problem. They want to see their profits coming through, and they're presenting the issue only in that light, in the light of as if they're only seeking humanitarian aid.
I'll come back to that point about the Palestinian Authority in a moment, but we have to get aid to the people of Gaza. What is the answer?
Why? There's a program to help them leave. And that program, that is the program which can work. There are many ways to work on it. This is a system that has been worked on for years, helping them leave, helping them emigrate, helping them get out of there. UNRWA, which wants everything to stay as it is trying to stop that from happening. But again, the most thing they need for aid are buses to get them out of there. And UNRWA is blocking, and the Israel corporations that make money from investing from the PA, from the humanitarian aid, they're also blocking. The greatest effort that can be made is to neutralize Gaza as a terror zone. And by the way, one of the issues that is being stressed in terms of humanitarian aid are the school books and the school teachers, and to renew their summer camps. And now, if you look on my site, IsraelBehindTheNews.com, you will see our 26 movies we produced about Palestinian education in the summer camps, and not only Hamas, but also Fatah. And the summer camps, the focus is how to kill Jews. I would like that not to be that way, but that's the way it is.
Would your solution then be for all the people inside Gaza to move out of Gaza, and where would they all go to?
And that's not a problem. There are
More than 20 countries have opened their doors to Arabs coming from here, and that's something we actually sent our journalist several years ago to Chile, where a Palestinian community, they're not pro-Israel, but there's a Palestinian community that is thriving. And that's one of the places ready to take them. There are 17 countries ready to take Arabs from here.
You were arguing that the Palestinian Authority's ideology mirrors Hamas's. Is the world ignoring this in its push for a two-state solution?
Of course they are. Of course they are. The school system was taken over by a combination of Hamas and the PA way back in 2009. It's maintained that we made the same. So all the documentation on my site, you can find it. It's very easy to see. The PA is a terror entity. Which has charmed the West into thinking otherwise. But the facts speak for themselves, unfortunately.
The PA is in authority in the West Bank. So once the situation in Gaza, please God, gets dealt with and we have some kind of peace on that border, are you suggesting also that there will be a terrorist state being built up in the West Bank?
Of course. That's exactly what they're building. They don't mince words about it. The one good thing as a journalist covering this is how open the Arabs are in terms of their intentions and in terms of their policy. There is no difference in the school system between the West Bank and Gaza. One school system, one purpose, and they have many, many Jews who are giving money, especially through the New Israel Fund, to an entity which is building a terror future. And that has to be stopped.
And
the current government understands it much more than the earlier governments.
But David, then would you argue that the Palestinians in the West Bank need to be moved as well?
Well, those who want to, yes. But basically, you have a situation where the people in their entire education is based on taking over all of Palestine, all of Israel, obliterating the Jews. So they don't have a place here, unfortunately.
If
there was a different entity, a different reality, we'd have a different situation. But we don't have that. You know, the full support since October 7th to the terror campaign given by the Jews and the Arabs in Judea Samaria and by Saudi Arabia is very important to understand. It's being played down because there's so many economic interests working on what's called normalization. But that is not something which is realistic. The Saudis have maintained a clear support for the terror state, and the most recent development this week, the Saudi Arabian government said they would finance 1,000 families of people who convert to Jews going to Hajj to Mecca. And that is not exactly a peaceful gesture.
David,
all peaceful gestures have been rejected.
What would need to change, either within the Palestinian Authority or internationally, for you to believe that the Palestinian Authority could become a credible governing force?
There is no. Doesn't exist. They are very clear in terms of in 2009 and ever since, 90% of the people in the ordinary schools, the school union, and the workers union are Hamas, and that hasn't changed. And the PA, remember, was taken over in 2006, how many years ago is that, by Hamas. Very important to understand that. There is no possibility any kind of peace entity coming out of this. It does come out of these for traffic to organizations to invest their money into industries that future adds to thrive. But that is not it. That is not, we're not talking about anything having to do with peace. We're talking about all of the UNRWA camps, also some of the UNRWA camps that we started this week. I have it from to the teeth. Look at our site. And now people are listening to what we warned about towards October 7th. We know that these summer camps, which UNRWA was building in Judea, Samaria, and Gaza, were all leading to an unarmed entity and the children being incited to war. Actually, the tragic situation is children in UNRWA and throughout the Palestinian entity have been armed to the teeth. And no one seems to care about that. That's child abuse. That's against the very basic UNRWA United Nations resolutions. And that should be enforced and resolved. I'm ready to do a seminar for anyone who might want to chat with our experts, with Palestinian and Israeli experts on that subject. We can do it by Zoom, we can do it in person, as you wish. Listen, this has to come up.